Jair, in the tape I've watched of you, when you're covering somebody, it's like you want them to throw to that receiver and the ball is yours. It's like, no, he's not getting the ball. I'm getting the ball. Is that the approach you have? Because that's what it looks like on tape.
Oh, definitely. If I can't get the ball, the receiver definitely not getting the ball. That's kind of my mentality. That's something I play with. And if they even so happen to catch the ball, I'm definitely gonna make sure they feel that.
There's a certain swag to your game. Now, is that kind of important considering the position you play? You gotta believe, don't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. At corner, you're on the island all the time. Eyes, when the ball's in there, eyes always on you and the receiver. You gotta be the bigger man. And I play with swagger because, hey, somebody on defense sees that swagger, they're gonna wanna have that swagger too. So that's why I do it.
I'll tell you what, I'd have swagger if I could run 4.38. How does that factor into your game?
Oh, man, it allows me to use my technique a whole lot more. Being able to trust my speed, trusting my abilities, anticipate routes. Just the speed part just helps slow the game down.
You also have a nickname back at home, Too Easy. Tell me about your nickname.
Oh, man, so in high school, I was scoring touchdowns every week, three times a game. I was All-State two times, so... I mean, it's self-explanatory. It was too easy, that's kind of how high school went for me.
During your post-draft interview with the media, with the local media, you stated it's heart over height. And that's saying a lot in a few words. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, all my life I've been considered the smaller guy or the shorter guy, But when you go look at my film, I don't play that way. I play very big. I'm faster than everybody. And I don't give up many catches. A lot of people say, I'm too small to do this, and I'm like, okay, just cut on my film. Or how about this? Send your best receiver my way, and let's see.
One other thing in that regard, Jair, you're not bashful about the rough stuff. You will stick your nose in there.
Definitely. A lot of corners, they just. Some of them don't want to tackle.
Yeah, there's guys that are actually in the league that will have nothing to do with tackling. You stick your nose in there, it looks like very willingly.
Yeah, I play with a chip on my shoulder, obviously. With that being said, I have to do different things. I have to do things that the normal corner wouldn't do. And, if that's tackling, sticking my nose in there, hitting a running back and getting up and standing over him, I'd do that.
Joe Witt is a very demanding and excellent coach. So how's your first interactions with Joe gone?
Oh, he's definitely about the fundamental aspect. He's real, real, seems like a grinder. He wants the best out of you. He expects the best. And, that's what I expect to get.
Coincidentally enough, you had a position coach at Louisville, Terrell Buckley, who at one time was a cornerback, drafted in the first round by the Green Bay Packers. Could you talk about your relation with T-Buck a little bit?
Oh, man, Coach T-Buck's a great guy. That's my guy. He taught me, he started the foundation for me at corner, making the switch from receiver. He worked with me a lot, and he helped me get to where I'm at today.
This may sound a little weird, but I think it's very important for long-term success in the NFL. Do you like football, and is it important to you?
I love football. It's something I've worked all my life for, since I was 6 years old. This is just a stepping stone. I worked so hard to get here, so why stop now, this has always been my dream, and I'm going to continue to keep going.